whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Now for an NFL game show, here's Kevin KT Turner.
Hey guys, thank you very much. I thought this would be kind of fun just to kind of get you ready, geared up, because we are 6 days away from the NFL happening on next Thursday night, and it's on and popping, so let's take a good look at this. Now, the first thing is ESPN.com got this list. They asked all their analysts to do a bunch of, a list of 10 different things. Who's the head coaches, front offices, stadiums, stuff like that.
Cheerleaders. So,
let's start with, and we'll just kind of do this guessing game style, and we're going to start with top 10 uniforms, according to ESPN's Matt Bowen right here, okay? Top 10 uniforms. So just think of the team. I'm not going to get specific, just in general.
Okay.
The team. Skin, you won the toss backstage and elected to defer to the second half. So, Ben, you'll go first.
I'm always tossing backstage.
Is a team that you mentioned, will it be on this list, Ben?
Is this, hold on, is this going to be like a Family Feud style where he goes until he exhausts his possibilities?
Go back and forth.
Okay. All right. Is there stealing?
No.
I'm out.
Is there stealing?
Okay, I'll go ahead and play anyways. I think the Cowboys, I'm biased, but I think the Cowboys have the best uniform in the NFL.
Wrong.
What?
They're not in the top 10?
Not in the top 10.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's kind of generic.
Give me the Chargers.
Yes, the Chargers are on there at number 3. Skin gets a point there. Skin, you keep the ball.
Oh, I get to keep the ball. So it is Family Feud.
It is
Family Feud.
Let's make it take it. It's not Family Feud style.
I'd like to protest.
Okay, I'm going to say that they will go with, based on that, I bet they're going to shock the world and go Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, the Jags. Not on the list.
Those are the worst uniforms in sports.
An X over to Ben.
Give me the Raiders.
The Raiders are on there, and they were ahead of the Chargers. A point for Ben.
Okay.
Ben, you get to keep the ball.
Were they number 2 or number 1?
They were
1?
Number 2.
Okay. Man, I'm going to say the Steelers are number 1.
The Steelers are not number 1. They were number 10, but on the list. Ben gets another point.
Yes.
He gets 2-1.
Make it, take it.
Oh, I had no one.
I'm going to move back over to the NFC, Kevin, and I'm going to go with the Washington Redskins.
They kept the Redskins off of there, likely due to political reasons.
If you were a real man, you would have said the Browns.
Skin says the Browns.
No, I did not. I'm saying Ben should have said that.
Oh, okay. So you're not saying it.
No, hell no, I wouldn't guess that.
Okay.
Give me the Rams.
The Rams are on the list.
Of course
Skin
they are.
Ties it at 2.
See, Ben's not good at this because he's colorblind.
You're colorblind.
Oh, my bad.
You'll see.
I'm also going to triple shock the world, and I'm going to say Carolina Panthers.
The Carolina Panthers with sharp teeth and claws. They've all torn this game we call pro football. That's wrong, though. It's not. It's not good.
I'm going to say the Browns.
Browns are not on the list.
Dude, give him a point, though. That's respect, dude.
Dang it.
I respect the hell out of that.
All right. Skin, last guess, then we'll move on to a different category.
Give me the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chefs. That's not correct.
I get a guess, right?
Wait, hold on. What's the score?
First.
Give me the Bears.
The
He went first.
The Bears are on.
Wait, but he went first.
Yes.
We're extending the category by a couple guesses.
Did he get another turn because he guessed Browns until it gave him some extra?
Yes, that's the bonus. Yes.
Okay.
All right, Ben, you still get a guess here, though.
Oh, that's right. Let's make it, take it.
What's the score?
3-2, Ben.
What?
Give me.
No, I had more. Oh, God, I don't want to say that. Give me the 49ers.
49er. It is correct.
Yes.
Wow. Ben leads 4-2.
Oh, fire.
Wow.
Awesome game.
All right. Ben keeps the ball. He will close out the category.
I can't remember if I've guessed this or not. I might be guessing it. Did I guess the Bears yet?
You already guessed the Bears.
Okay,
you just guessed them. The last guess.
That wasn't my last guess. I'm going to go with... let me go.
He likes the Bengals.
I'm going to go with the Patriots.
The Pats are not on the list. He misses. Now, Skin, this is your last guess on this category, then we'll move on.
Okay, what are all the ones that have been guessed so far?
Not telling you, just guess of a team. There's 32 of them.
Miami.
The Dolphins are on the list. 4-3.
Crap.
Okay.
They did let a spare NFL strong safety pick out the best uniforms.
God,
I never think of strong safeties as the most fashionably.
Ooh.
Ho-ho. Ha-ha-ha.
Bet you want to.
Woo!
I'll take the Falcons.
The Falcons, not on the list.
Ah, shoot.
Ben leads 4-3. We go to the next category,
guys.
Who
are the other three?
Not going to worry about it. It's not going to be a thing that we worry about.
877-881-1053. Who are the other three?
We'll spend no time on it. What are the top 10 stadiums? Now, when you say stadiums,
I'm not going to ask you
for the sponsor. You can just name the team, and you know, we'll go through it. But just
I've just been to all these stadiums, so I'm really qualified for this.
I don't know and honestly don't care. But I'm going to say Jerry World.
That is number two on the list.
Wait, why does he start again?
Doesn't matter. You got equal
turns.
Great
question.
No, he didn't. One guy kick off.
You
and
get
one
it
guy
in
receive.
The second half. This is the second category. We're gonna get through four categories. Don't be an ass,
man. I feel like it's just so willy nilly and just so by the crotch of your crotch.
I think it's going really
well. It's so Willie Nelson. 5-3. Ben leads. AT&T Stadium was number two on the list from Dan Gaziana.
Give me the Vikings.
That's correct. That's number one on the list.
Really?
Ben leads 6-3.
Give me the Falcons.
That's number three on the list. Ben leads 7-3. They do not serve Chick-fil-A on Sundays, but they don't need to because they've lowered the prices of all their concessions.
Yep.
Ben's done a lot of traveling.
Give me...
He's choosing all the Super Bowl cities.
Give me the Patriots.
Nah, it sucks.
Not on the list. Not a big fan of Fox and Buttle.
I'll take the Jets-Giants. What's that, MetLife or whatever that's called?
That's a miss.
Oh, my God.
Really? Dude, you know they're going to be rat-infested.
Dude, it's like it's one of the five youngest stadiums.
10 years ago it was.
Give me the Chiefs.
Oh, yes, the great Arrowhead Stadium. Ben running away with it, 8-3.
I hate this game.
Give me Seattle.
Correct. CenturyLink Stadium, home of the 12th man, sort of. 9-3, Ben leads.
Give me the Bears.
No, Soldier Field. And I got to be honest, I drove by Soldier Field last year. It's a real
dump.
Real dump. Yeah, it does not look great. 9-3, Ben leads skin.
Is the new Los Angeles Stadium ready?
Okay. Is that a guess or is that a question?
It's a both.
This is like a non sequitur question.
No, it's because I'm just going with the newest stadium.
No, it's not ready.
Okay.
They played in the Coliseum, if you remember. And that's your guess?
No, I didn't guess. He was asking a question.
I asked a question.
It's not butthole, man.
I asked a question, you butthole.
Come on.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and guess Los Angeles.
Is the place where the Cowboys' last game was last year, is there a new one ready? How do you make a list if you don't even exist yet?
I'll go ahead and guess that then.
Incorrect.
Colts.
Lucas Oil, that's correct.
Yes!
Ben leads 10-3.
Fire!
Your skunk it. Rule if you nail this one.
All right, go for the skunk. Give me the Broncos.
Mile High?
Not new enough.
Comes in at number 10.
God! You got to be kidding me.
All right, so that'll wrap up that category.
Crap.
Now let's go.
And I go first on everything, right?
We're switching to the second half.
No, I'm not going first for any of these.
We're switching to the second half now.
I'm not going first.
Louis Riddick's top 10 head coaches. These are now 3-point questions. Ben leads 11-3. We'll start with skin.
I defer. I'll defer.
Okay,
I'll take defer. Bill Belichick.
That's correct. Skin gets 3 points. It's 11-6.
I'll take Andy Reid.
Andy Reid, number two. Yes, 3 points. That's 11-9.
I'll take McVay.
Okay,
you like Andy
this category is too easy now. We're gonna bail out of it. His skin now leads 12-11.
Wait, have I swept yet?
He's winning.
Yeah, he for no reason he jumped bumped up to three because he screwed me on the last round.
I didn't
he made
screw
another
you.
Terrible.
You made
decision.
Bad guesses because your heart wasn't in it.
No, my
your heart
is,
was in it.
You look at my heart.
Nah, you went full. Half
I'll butt. Take Doug Peterson.
We're done with the coaches category.
Oh, nice. Good.
Skin leads 12-11. Now
it's time for the best quarterbacks.
Over at NFL.com, they did take votes on the MVP, okay? So if you just – I've got about 8 names.
Marshall Faulk.
I got 10 names on there. You throw it all out there, it's make it, take it. Skin leads 12-11 after the fraudulent head coaching category.
And I get to start again because remember the two categories?
Who did NationalFootballLeague.com analyst pick to win most valuable player, Ben?
Well, I don't get to start twice like he did.
No.
Well, I started twice. I think he should get
well,
to go.
I think attitude in the middle of the game comes into play.
MVPs.
So this is what pisses me off because I heard the morning show going, well, the fantasy league, now KT's in charge of the fantasy league. It's going to be a fire. Well, how... What do you mean?
Like it's fire, son. It's a fire emoji.
Pat Mahomes.
I have like 7 jobs and I'm running the fantasy league because no one wanted to do it.
It's fire,
but it's gonna suck.
No, it's good.
Well, then don't show up or be in the league if you think it's gonna suck.
Oh,
my question.
Mahomes.
That's right. Ben ties it up at 12 and keeps the ball.
What are these worth 6 points?
Tightening
now?
Up here.
I'd say Aaron Rodgers.
Correct. Ben leads 13-12.
Carson Wentz.
Correct. He actually had tied for first place votes with Pat Mahomes.
Are you serious?
NFL.com people, really just NFL analysts in general, cannot get off of the sack of Carson Wentz, and I don't get it.
Russell Wilson.
Let the man finish a season before we start championing him as the best of all time. Russ not on the list, though, Ben.
Oh, what?
14-12 over to Skin.
Drew Brees.
Correct.
How many are left?
About seven.
Really? Yeah. They have that many?
They have 10.
I guess I'll go ahead and throw Brady out there.
Correct. Tied at 14. Six left.
I think if there's another quarterback worth a damn. So he said Mahomes.
I'm
he
sorry,
said
five Wentz. Left. Five left now.
He said Mahomes. He said Wentz.
Yes. Five's a good odd number, so this is how it will finish. Who can name most out of the remaining five MVP candidates on NFL.com?
All right, I'm going to shock the world and say Khalil Mack.
Incorrect. Not on the list.
Wow.
Okay, now there are no turns. It's rapid fire. Well, one at a time.
I'd rather. Oh, okay.
No, so make it take it.
Oh, okay, okay. Baker Mayfield.
Incorrect.
Oh!
Very rapid.
Trent, it's not it's really, really not as rapid as it was earlier.
It's not rapid at all.
Trying to think if there's another quarterback that's worth. I mean, would they? They wouldn't do that.
You are going 40 in the left lane right now, man.
Okay, fine. I'll go ahead and say I'll say Goff.
No Goff.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley's on there. Ben leads 15-14. There are four names left on the list.
The madness.
Oh wait, he doesn't keep going.
We're going back and forth now.
Oh, we are. Okay, then Zeke.
Nope.
Christian McCaffrey.
Nope. It's one running back and three quarterbacks.
Oh, there's still quarterbacks left?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
We'll do this with the G-Bag Nation.
It's okay, all right, fine. I'm trying to think of what badass quarterback we've already haven't named.
Well, maybe what if it's not a badass quarterback?
Okay, then Dak.
Nope.
Deshaun Watson.
Nope.
Damn. Oh, is this when this luck? Oh, Andrew Luck because of when the list came out.
Nope.
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, correct. Ben leads 16-14. He needs one more to ice it. Okay, I mean, I don't know.
Steal.
It's like there's
wait,
no.
Oh, it's me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Roethlisberger.
God, no.
Cam Newton.
No. Good guess, though, but no.
Wait, why was that a good guess and mine wasn't?
You'll see.
You'll see.
See, do you see how I made it
do that?
That
was good.
Did
that
we already
good.
Say Drew Brees? I guess we did.
Already did.
Crap, I don't think any of these other quarterbacks are worth it. You said there's a defensive player left?
No, a running back and two quarterbacks.
Oh, then... Kamara.
Kamara's correct.
That's a good one.
Wow.
That's a good one.
So there's two quarterbacks left, and it's 16-15, and it's Ben
Starr.
There's
no good quarterbacks
Ben
left.
Say
Kyler M.F. Murray.
No.
Oh,
but I love it.
God.
There's no way any of these quarterbacks
just pick
are
one
worth
of the quarterbacks.
Did we already said Russell Wilson, right?
Yes.
God, did Trubisky?
Nope.
Jameis Winston.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I don't even remember any of the quarterbacks that are left.
I couldn't believe these guys got votes. Put it that way.
Phillip Rivers.
No.
God. Eli Manning?
No.
I just can't imagine any of these other spares.
Just say
Sam Darnold?
No.
I mean, what is left?
Yeah. I know, right?
I don't know who's left at this point. I give up.
Okay. Well, clearly Case Keenum.
No.
Since, we're just naming
we'll
quarterbacks.
We'll call it off right there. Ben wins 16-15.
Ah, yes.
Crap.
The final two.
I'd like to guess now.
Yep.
I want to guess right now.
Oh, Andy Dalton.
Nope. Lamar Jackson?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hold on to your butt.
Lamar Jackson's on the list, but not Jared Goff.
No.
Got it.
Wow. All right.
So is Derek Carr.
Coming up next.
No way. Yeah, there is no way.
Brian.
There was no way.
He was.